This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Morena e te iwi no mai, haere mai, and welcome to Out West Radio. You are tuning in with Regan today, and we will have Tom on the decks very, very soon. But we are bringing you the inside scoop of everything that is happening here out west. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide the support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community, with a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy, and self-reliant communities. And we hold our values very, 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 very strong and very, very dear to our heart. And our values are strength-based, respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism, and also honouring te tiriti o waitangi. So we are giving you everything that's happening here out west. We are the heart of Norton. We are based at 46 Hyde Ave, and we are the Western Community Centre. And so thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to all of our OG listeners. And if you are brand new, welcome. We will give you everything that you need to know about the Western Community Centre, what's happened, what's coming up, and what are our goals for this year, and some tips and tricks as we are starting to move slowly into the winter season, and our, you know, our weather's starting to change a little bit more and stuff like that. So we are giving you everything that we have coming up. So what we've got coming up actually is a really, really cool event. It's going to be happening here at the Western Community Centre in 2 weeks' time, and we have been very fortunate enough to team up with the Te Runanga o Kirikiriroa, and in a couple of weeks we have Youth Week. So we have an event popping off out the back of our building with the Runanga, which is a Taiohi-led event celebrating their voices, ideas, and leadership across the community. So if you work with young people or are in the area and kind of want to have a little bit of a nosy, come on down from 12 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and there's quite a few awesome things happening for our young ones. I do know that they've got they'll be finishing off the mural out the back that they started last year for us. I think there's only a little bit that needs to be done. They've got sports that will be happening. They'll have heaps of external providers turning up, kind of promoting their services and bringing along the young ones. And then they've also got the lashing, the barbering, and they will have a chill zone. So
the
if you're
lashing,
yeah, it's gonna be so cool. And I do know, I think they've got about 4 to 6 barbers, I think. And I think they're going to have a couple of lashes as well, because they're not doing the one that they did last year. So last year they ran this event and they had lashes there as well, but I think they were the ones that you could apply yourself. So those ones took a little bit longer. So they've got a couple of their staff that are going to be lashing up the girls while the boys are getting barbering done in the same room. So I think it's going to be a really, really cool event. I know I've been promoting it to our young ones and looking. I know that they're looking forward to kind of getting amongst that and seeing what other opportunities are out there for them. And this is a really cool way, if you do have young ones or you know of someone that is maybe struggling with their young one, to get them into something that's quite positive and constructive. The Runanga has many, many umbrellas that they support in. So this would be a really good spot to come down to. And I know that there's a few other groups that will be running activities in that week as well. So not next week, but the following week. That week there is Youth Week, and so you've got heaps of cool different activities popping up. I think Te Ahure has theirs on Saturday, the 23rd of May.
Walk around the lake.
Yes, yeah. And then there was I did see another poster actually pop up as well of WinTech doing like their open days. So yeah, it's the good time to get your young ones in there, or if your young one's at high school, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I think a lot of organisations, agencies are getting amongst the Youth Week and what Youth Week is about. The Western Community Centre used to always run a skate comp. Yeah, that was when Nate was here. He still had all those connections
That's
to
right,
do the skate comps
that.
And that, and he used to host those throughout the youth week.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're just kind of connecting with all those other bigger agencies like Te Runanga. They have a full-on program for young people. The Wānanga, they're doing it. All the other courses that are out there as well, they're doing stuff to, I don't know, things that align with what Youth Week is about. And what you've been talking about is Te Tangi o Te Pipi Wharauroe is the...
Yes.
One that the Runanga is running here.
Mm-hmm.
And you are right, our young people are pretty keen for the sports section.
Yes.
We've done some sports with Te Ahure not too long ago.
It was that competition?
Yeah, it was the comp. Yeah, the boys are pretty pumped for it. And I think we might have been the youngest youth there.
That's good though.
But yeah, it was good. But the boys were like, man, we could have won so many games, but we didn't. We have to wait till the next event now. So they're pretty pumped for this one coming up.
Cool. And do you know what, actually? And that was because you guys organised that really last minute too to attend that competition, eh?
Yeah.
And many of our juniors that had gone to that. And, you know, you guys represented Western so well. And I do know because I've got a few girls that are into sports at the moment. And I know that they're keen to join you guys for that time because they were... gutted that they'd missed out on that competition, but I'd said to them because they had some assessments that they had to get sorted anyway. So we've got some really cool stuff coming up for our young ones, and we're really looking forward to that for them. We've also had a busy week with our fruit and veggies this week. We are coming into the winter. Are we winter or are we autumn?
Autumn at the moment.
Autumn. Vegetables and fruit at the moment. So we do have a few spare veggie packs available to purchase today. $15. Don't forget, they get packed fresh Wednesday. The truck gets delivered to us with all of the produce. Our volunteers pack over 100 bags. And it's first in, first serves to collect your fruit and veggie bags from us. So we've got a few bags left, so make sure you grab them for the weekend. There's leeks in it. I think they... It looks like silver beet to me, but I think it's actually spinach in the bags. And then we have, I think there was mandarins in the bag. And we also have potatoes, bananas, and it's silver beet and spinach. Sorry, my bad, silver beet and spinach. So come on down, only a few bags left, so get into them before we run out, and you have to wait till next Wednesday to collect your bags.
All right, we take cash, PayWave, and there's FPOS here as well, so... come on down and get your fruit and veggie pack. Again, though, it is $15, but equivalent to spending $30 at your supermarket. And with prices being raised all over the place, it's probably the right place to come and purchase your fruit and veggie pack. And I've just seen, too, there's quite a few people that go onto our Facebook page as well. They view a whole heap of stuff. So if you are tuned in to this radio station and you haven't seen our Facebook page, go onto our Facebook page, Western Community Centre, and just see what we've got coming up as well. If you kind of forget what we're talking about today.
It'll give you guys heaps of stuff. So last night, and I know this is probably not helpful information today, but last night we had our Norton Collective meeting. So we've created a group called the Norton Community Collective, and all as it is all of our members of our community and ourselves. So Neil represents the centre, and we have Eric from the Presbyterian Church from across the road from Norton Primary School, who have created this group so that we can make our shared area, so like our Norton Mall, to try and brighten up that place, make it a little bit more inviting, and have some more kind of like activities happening down there to invite more people to the area to come and enjoy the space that we get to enjoy every single day. So our Norton Collective, Community Collective, meets every Thursday, and it's the first Thursday of each month. And the meeting starts at 6:30. You guys will be fed, and it's just a cool way to get amongst the people that are in your community, share some ideas. So far, we have done a local alleyway makeover. They've also done some hedge work outside the Grandview Mall, and they've also got a working bee coming up very soon. So if you're wanting to get amongst that, they had a working bee... I think it was last term, and that's when they done the alleyway and the back part of the Norton Mall, and it is beautiful down there. Very, very clean, tidy air. So if you are someone like that or wanting to get around and just kind of help out, get amongst that group, come over to our Facebook page, have a look at it. They've got their own little Facebook page now too, so
follow that Facebook page and you'll get all the updates on what's happening here in Norton with the collective.
Also, we have a walking group if you're pretty keen to get into your walking. I know the mornings are a little bit cold. They're actually warming up a bit.
They are.
We did have a bit of a cold spell there in the mornings for a bit there.
Yep.
What we haven't had is a cover of fog around, or like even the mist being around it. Like, we haven't had that for a while.
Not yet.
It hasn't come yet. Anyway, if you're looking for a walking group, join us on your Mondays. They go for their walk around the block, or they pick different ways that they go. Sometimes if you're just cruising around in the morning or driving, you'll see a group of people that are out walking. They actually start here at the community centre. So Mondays, 9 a.m, it's just a relaxed walk, and it's probably around between 45 minutes to an hour. It's just a great way to get moving. You might see some 50-plus people in there. We should get some young people in there and go for some walks as well.
Actually, I saw two young ones this week. Two young ones were in the group. Yeah, so I got to reiterate, these are not young ones that they're too old to be attending school. So they've aged out of school. So they are a lot younger than the group that's walking. But yeah, I saw two attending the walking group, and I did hear them say that they were keen to come back again next Monday. So hopefully we get to see them again.
Well, everyone is welcome. It's free. When they get back here, they have like a tea, coffee, some biscuits and stuff as well.
We've got, and I will let you guys know again next week, because we are a week in advance, but next Friday we have our next luncheon coming up. So our awesome Nahuya, who is our 50 plus coordinator, runs 50 plus luncheons and trips throughout the year. So each month is different. It's a themed month. And what they have coming up, it's called the Autumn Harvest. So you are to bring homemade relish, jams or pickles. If canning isn't your jam, pun intended, then bring a homemade dish. Bonus points if your dish is made out of something you have grown. So bring a plate along. It starts at lunchtime. And it's a really cool group to, for the 50 plus group to, make new friends, new connections. Our luncheons are always a big hit. And that is also because they have sometimes about 3 bus trips a year. And so I know that you have to attend the month prior to that to find out what the bus trip is. So this month is just autumn themed, but next month you will need to attend the next 2 luncheons to find out when the next bus trip is. So you have to come to them to get the details, because those bus trips sell out very, very quickly.
We've been talking about, well, not just amongst the team, but a whole lot of people in the community have been talking about recycling.
Yes.
And you might see that if your recycling hasn't been sorted out properly, then you'll get this little tag.
Mm-hmm.
And on the tag is these little boxes that say why it won't be getting picked up, and those will get ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that a lot of people are just throwing in like soft plastics, and the soft plastics are not allowed inside the yellow bin.
Mm-hmm.
And so not many people know that, but there is an app called Anteno, and you can go onto the app and type in your local area, whatever your area code is, and it'll tell you what bin you're supposed to put out. And sometimes they have like these specific things of what you can and can't put in the bin. Although the yellow bin has it on top of the lid,
yes,
what you can and can't put into those bins. Now it is tricky, because plastic, we think that all of it is recyclable, but things like glad wrap, plastic bags,
yes,
things that come off like wrapping, can't go into them.
And that so goes into the normal rubbish?
That goes into just general waste. Okay. So although we've taken a step forward and doing really well with the recycling, just be aware that soft plastics like that can't go in. So some people are getting pinned or pinged for leaving the wrapping on the Coke bottle.
Yes, yep.
Or on their fizzy drink bottle. So that needs to come off. So that's probably the perfect way to do your recycling. If you've got plastics and it's like milk bottles or fizzy drinks or all of that stuff, juice, if they've got plastics on it, you got to peel them off and throw them into general waste. You've got to take lids off. Ooh. I think the most important thing, though, is the cleaning of the bottles. Like, just give them a rinse, yep, and then throw them into the recycling bin.
Yep.
Me and my whānau, we don't put our yellow bin out until like it's probably like 5 weeks. You know, we get a good break because it's such a big bin.
Yeah, that's but what we, I
we,
we've same.
Noticed that we squash everything. Like we stand on the bottles, squash them down, and just put them inside the bin.
Mm-hmm.
What I have noticed is that there's no smell in it because we wash our bottles and wash all the containers and stuff. You know, that would have had cream or would have had milk, any other substance in it. Yeah. So the more you clean it, the less smell there will be. And what it does for the people at the recycling company, though, it allows rodents to not contaminate their recycled area.
Mm.
And it happens with the cardboard as well. So if you're recycling cardboard, the best way to do it is not put the cardboard into the recycling bin if food has been or oil.
Yes, pizza boxes. Gone,
yeah, like the top of your pizza box.
Yes.
Like if you're going to put it into a recycling bin, you could probably only put the bottom part of it only because it's got just a crust or base on it. If it's got a little bit of like a dab or like a dollop of sauce kind of thing stain on it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if the whole top of your box is contaminated from the sauce and stuff, don't put it into the recycling because when it goes into the recycling area at the dump, it contaminates all the other cardboard. So, that's where all the bad smell. If you go into the cardboard area and it smells bad, it's because they've been people have been putting real bad cardboard into those spaces, you know,
and contaminates the rest of the ones through. That are
and then it contaminates all the other cardboard. So just a bit of a tip for you, so if you're recycling, make sure you're squashing your plastic bottles. If you've got plastic around it like your fizzy drinks, pull that off, throw it into the bin, into the general waste, take the lids off, put them into general waste as well. And then the cardboard thing, just make sure you're doing that while waiting.
Nice. You know what, actually, the recycling bin is actually my favourite because it is the least smelling bin and it's the biggest bin that I have. But also for families that might be, listening in and thinking, man, it's a lot of extra work I've got to do, and stuff like that. I've already had a long day. Get your kids to help you. You know, you've got a couple of kids. One kid can take the packaging off. One can do the rinsing and then you can chuck it in the bin. You know, it's a teamwork. It's team effort. But it's also teaching your babies and your young ones also how to recycle properly as well so that they don't have any issues. It becomes natural habit, does it not?
I've got a mate that lives in Taupiri and he's pretty strategic about the way they do their recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And he works for Praxis as well. He's actually my boss. But he pulls his rubbish bag out on the ground and he'll make him and all the kids, because he leads from the front, he does so well.
Love that.
And he'll go through and he'll empty it. When we done block horse at the end, he was like, all right, let's see what's in this general waste. That's recycling, that's recycling.
Do you know what? It gives me nail
vibes. And people are just like, he's just like, nah, let's go. But his kids are falling into it.
Love it. You know what, there becomes a new passion on how to look after it. Looks after, hey, it means our landfill's not put in with things that could have been recycled and made into something else that we could use or be useful for somebody else. Do you know what, I haven't worked out in Raglan in a couple of years now, but I do know that Raglan is extremely strict when it comes to their rubbish and their recycling, and you will get a visit from them. If you've been caught a few times and putting the wrong stuff into your recycling,
really?
They will show you how to do it properly. Raglan's probably got the best recycling out, I reckon, just kind of in the area, only because their entire community has had to get involved in it. And I think it's the Extreme Waste crew themselves out in Raglan that help the community understand what, if you put the wrong stuff in and how it affects the environment and the land and stuff like that. So.
Well, if I think of Raglan, I think of Neil, and Neil's pretty good at that stuff. So imagine a whole town of Neils.
No, definitely. And you know what, Neil, and this is where we get this from too, eh? We've got strict recycling bins for soft plastics, for cans, our general waste. And yes, you may see our boss out there rummaging through the rubbish to make sure that we are putting the correct stuff in the bins. And I know that when I run learner's license, I have to reiterate to every single one of my classes on which bin to use, because I do not want to be rummaging through the general waste trying to find the food scraps that should have been in the food scrap bin or the recycling that should have been in the recycling bin. But it's really good. It's a really good skill to have. So, get your whānau to help you. Get the kids to help you. Make it a fun activity, and then it doesn't become an extra chore for anybody.
Yeah, how good. How good.
But you know what? Also, I heard we've got a new play group that has just started with us as well. So I might just jump into what we've got, you know, what we have coming up throughout the week. And it's really cool for us to have this new play group because we had a couple of play groups and they were the Japanese play group and the Spanish play group, but they've slightly changed days and times. So Spanish play group, Thursdays, and we have the Japanese play groups Fridays, but we've also just had a new one just start up with us over at 108 Grandview Road. So if you're new listening to us, we have two buildings, and our second building is where our awesome little play groups happen. There's a cool little, is it called a prefab? Is that what it's called out the back? Which has the spot for our little ones to play around. There's also like a sandpit. So this play group is called Little Adventures. It's a free play group for children aged 0 to 6. And they are Wednesday mornings during school terms from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30. And if you're needing to get in contact with the coordinator or anything, head over to our Facebook page or type in Little Adventures Family Play Group and it will come up with all the details, and make sure it's based at 108 Grandview Road. But yeah, get involved in our little play groups that we've got going, and it's cool to have another one that's joined us, joined our little family. And then we've also got our Pacifica dance group, and I saw them practicing this week and they were so cute little girls all in their little outfits practicing their dancing. So Mondays and Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7, held at the Western Community Centre. You can join the Whalea Pacific group, which learns traditional dances, cultural storytelling, music and the heritage of Samoa, Tonga, Fiji, Cook Islands and more. Our group is also about fostering community, building pride and sharing our culture in many different ways. And I have seen them a few times practicing, and it's so sweet watching them and they're following the lady with their like traditional dancing. I just kind of caught a glimpse of it in the window as I was walking past, and I was like, ooh, I might want to send my kids then to the little dance group to go and learn some Pacific dancing. We've also got our laughing yoga that happens every Tuesday from 9:30 a.m. to 10 past 10. And you know what? This week they had to do laughing yoga outside. So if you drove past,
did they?
Yeah, our building was completely jam-packed this week. And I did hear them down the far back of our building, outside in the car park doing their laughing yoga. And you know what? It was actually quite cool watching them out in the car park because it was a little bit of a cool morning that morning too.
Oh, nice.
And so they were a little bit hesitant on going outside because they're used to being inside. But when they came back in, they looked like they had worked up a good sweat and they then had their cuppa afterwards. But you are able to attend with children. So if you've got some young ones, get them to come in. Our holiday program attends laughing yoga every school holidays and they absolutely love it. And we have many of our community groups that try to get Neil to run some little laughing yoga sessions with them for all
that
sorts of different reasons.
Do you know, I've done that for like a warm-up thing, you know, I messaged Neil and I was like, can you send me a list of like your laughing yoga? Because I've done it a few times now. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't led it, but I've been in there and, attending it, and it's so good. Good for your body, good for the brain, good wake-up, wake-up your senses, everything. And probably gives you a good start to your day,
I reckon.
But anyway, yeah, so I asked them for it, and then I led this thing at a Praxis hui, and I was like, all right, we're going to do laughing yoga. And so we did it.
Had they had heard of laughing yoga before you'd mentioned it?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were like, no, what is this? And so we got some really good feel good blood going, feel-good feelings going as well. So after that, we actually had a really good hui after that because we were just cracking up.
And do you know what? They say that laughing is contagious. One person starts laughing, the next person next to them kind of picks up on it. It's like yawning, you know, it's contagious. So definitely a great start. We've also got our Justice of the Peace that happens here every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 11. We've got legal advice. You do need to book for those appointments. So you do need to get in contact with us. And that's 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Tuesday. We've got acupuncture, free 15-minute appointments. You do need to book in. We've got our Hamilton Budgeting Advisory. That is every Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday and Friday. I was trying to say Friday and financial mentoring at the same time.
Ooh,
9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We've also got Toastmasters on a Tuesday, and I don't think we've talked much about Toastmasters, but it's a really good place to come to learn how to public speak.
I need to do that.
I hate public speaking. It's the worst
thing. I do too.
Thing.
It's a fear of mine, but... Yep. You always get put in these awkward positions. Definitely. Me and you.
Yes, always me and you.
We always get put in these awkward positions where you have to speak to a whole crowd and then we just wing it.
Definitely.
Well, that's what the Toastmasters is about, the way being able to wing it, but wing it in style.
Yeah, and be confident in it, eh?
Yeah, but also giving you like a different kind of vocab.
Yeah.
You know, how you present things. So,
like the proper way of presenting
things. The proper way. You can't just be like, oh, sure, this is how we do this.
What's up, yo? Yeah. And the funny thing is me and Tom are the ones that run youth programs. We facilitate learner's license. So we're naturally constantly speaking in front
that's
of large
fine.
groups of
people. Think that's fine. I think speaking to young people is fine. But when you have to speak and speak with a little bit of like purpose around, you know, selling the idea.
Like presenting in front of funders.
Presentation. That's different. Yeah, that is
so
different.
Get amongst Toastmasters every Tuesday, 7 p.m. We've got Wednesday, we've got Plunkett Clinics, Citizens Advice Bureau with our amazing Sharon, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. We have our Willy Club that happens, which is kind of like a little kind of arts and crafts group for all sorts of, you don't need to be a certain age and you don't have to be working on a project. You can just come in and hang out, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. We've also got our Kaivolution free food store, and those days have changed, and so we have those on a Thursday from 1 p.m. and a Friday from 1 p.m. We've got school lunches Monday, Wednesday, Fridays from 2:30 p.m. onwards, only during the school term and as long as they haven't had a teachers only day. So follow us on Facebook. We will keep you updated on that. On a Thursday, we also run our, we've just changed our days. So our girls groups, which is our youth group that I run, is now changed to a Wednesday afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30. And then on a Friday, we've also got our boys group, which is Tua Whakapōwai, on Friday, 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. They've got some really cool stuff, so join that. Luncheons on a Friday, every third Friday of the month. And then we've also got our Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager here fortnightly. Just get in contact with us just to make sure it's the right fortnight. And all of our other groups that happen on in the weekend, which is our jiu-jitsu classes, repairs for bikes, last Saturday of the month. First Saturday of the month, you get the Rongoa Clinics, Handbats, which is a fighting fortnightly game event from 12 p.m. to 7. And our Fair Share Market, which is the second Saturday of the month. I was thinking, was that this Saturday? I was hoping so, because I need to attend the crop swap. And on our Sundays, it's for all of our beautiful church groups and our faith-based communities.
Nice. Also, well, this Sunday, Happy Mother's Day. Whoop, whoop. Happy Mother's Day to all those mamas out there. And if you're a solo dad, Happy Mother's Day to you as well. But that's us for today. Thank you for tuning into Out West Radio. That's us signing out, Tom and Regan, and we'll catch you next week.
See you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.